Hello, Muskegon. Welcome to the Credit Guy Show. I'm Dave Sullivan, a.k.a. the Credit Guy, and we will be helping you to transform your credit.
Now, here's your Credit Guy, Dave.
Hello, Muskegon, and welcome to the Credit Guy Show, brought to you by First General Credit Union, the best credit union in Muskegon. I'm very excited to have the show. I want to thank Lady J, future Emmy Award-winning producer.
Oh, thank you.
Lady J. But we decided to have this show to try and help educate people on their credit and their credit situation. A lot of people become frustrated with it and then kind of give up, and I think that's a mistake. Credit reports are used in many different facets of your life, and that is growing. So the more that you know about it, the better off you're going to be. We're also on Periscope, and if you have a question and you'd like to call in live, it's 231-722-8338. So call in live with your questions. But the first six shows, I really wanted to walk you through the six steps to a better credit score. The first week we talked about where to get your credit report. That was annualcreditreport.com is a great source for that. The second show we talked about collections. Collections are very tricky. You don't want to pay off an old collection because you bring that up to today. And so you want to be careful on how you handle the collections. But this week I want to talk about good credit. Good credit is something that people kind of ignore. They focus on the negative. And I went out to New Mexico with the Boy Scouts, and we hiked for 50 miles up and down mountains. We went up to 12,500 feet. And what I learned from that trip is don't focus on the negative, focus on the positive. You know, my feet hurt. I didn't feel good, but it was an amazing trip, and I really enjoyed it. And I focused on the positive, and that's how I kind of got through that trip. Now, when you're looking at your credit report, it's easy to focus on the collections. So again, you're not going to pay old collections. You're only going to pay recent collections, depending on your credit goal. But you also need to look at your good credit. So long-term strategy for good credit is you want 3 to 5 bank or credit union credit accounts. So you want credit cards that are from a local credit union that report to all three bureaus. That is very important, because if you go to a local credit union and they only report to one or two of the three bureaus, then you're only going to be improving one or two of your three repository files. So it's very important that you focus or work with a credit union that reports to all three bureaus. Now, 3 to 5 accounts. A lot of people say, well, you really only need one account or 3 to 5 accounts. If you are young and starting out with a light credit history, 3 to 5 accounts is what you want. Now, I only have one credit card on my credit file, but my credit history is, almost 30 years long. So if you have a long credit history, you can get by with one credit card. But if you're starting out or trying to rebuild, it's important that you have 3 to 5. You want to give the scoring models that are out there reasons to give you a higher score. And a mix of credit is important, but credit cards specifically, 3 to 5 accounts is what you want.
Why don't you tell some of the listeners out there what kind of perks you receive when you have good credit?
What kind of
perks?
So what are the advantages of having a good credit score compared to a bad one? I mean, what I like about having a good score is that I can go into Home Depot or Lowe's, or if I want to get a house or anything that I want, I get the very lowest rate. So, and that includes insurance. So auto insurance, homeowners insurance, renters insurance. When you apply for insurance, they pull your credit report, and the rate that you pay is based on your credit profile. If you have a very good score, you're going to get the very lowest insurance rate. So that's very important. You want to get the very best score to get the very best rate. Now, if you apply for a job, they don't look at your credit score, but they do look at your credit profile. And if you're sitting there with three other people and you have the lowest credit profile, you might not get the job.
Why does that actually make a difference? I mean, you usually work to pay off your bill, so why would they hold that against you?
Lady Jay, I'm not making the rules. I'm just here explaining them. I mean, they look at it like, maybe if you're, you know, applying for a job, now, not all jobs do this, but if you're applying for a job at a financial institution or where you might be handling cash, if you have a good credit profile, you might be less likely to do some things. So we've got a call coming in. That's awesome. 231-722-8338. If you want to call in, we'd be happy to take the call. So let's go ahead to the first caller.
Hey, how you doing?
Are you there, first caller?
Yep, I'm here.
I can't hear them. They're not coming through.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can't hear them in the headphones. Did I unplug?
When getting a credit card, is it smart to pay off your credit card and close them? Do that boost your credit score?
Hold on just a second, caller.
Are you there, caller?
Yep, I'm here.
I'm not getting anything. Go ahead and relay that question if you want.
Can you repeat that question?
When you get done paying off credit cards, is it smart to close your credit card? Do that boost your credit score?
Okay, so that's a good question. The question is, once you get your credit cards paid off and close them, will that help your credit score? And actually, no. So you want to pay off your credit cards every month if you can. But you really need to keep that account open because the length of credit history is so important. If you close off your credit cards once you pay them off, you're kind of ending that account, and that long credit history that you built up will go away. Now, I'm assuming that you have never had a late payment. So there's a couple different things that you can figure out on that. But if you've had a good account and you've never been late and you've paid it off, I would say keep that account active and keep a low balance and pay it in full every month. That way you can get the benefit from that long credit history. Did you have any other question?
Yeah, what else are ways that I can actually build my credit? Because I've been having issues trying to get credit cards and loans.
Okay.
I always get the money. But by them checking my credit score, it makes it go lower.
Okay. Right. So a couple of things there. You've got inquiries hurting your credit score. And that is true. I mean, you can have inquiries impact your credit score. But what you want to be careful of is, you know, over-applying. If you're going to add a credit account, I would tell you to do it within a month-long period and then make a decision. Now, if they're not approving you, it might be more than just the inquiries. And what I would tell you to do on that is many local credit unions, including First General, have ways for you to build credit with a secured credit card. You can build credit with a secured credit card, and then once you establish history, that security can come off. We actually have just introduced Credit Launcher, and it is a great combination of accounts for people who are struggling, who can then build their credit quickly. And if you go over to First General, 1stgeneral.com, and go to Credit Builder, we can take care of you there. So I hope that helps. And if you have any other questions, definitely give us a call back. We've got another caller online, so let's go ahead and take them. Caller number two, are you there?
Yes, Dave. Hey, it's Bruce Edwards.
Hey, Bruce, how are you? Thanks for calling in.
I'm good. Congratulations on the new show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's really been a joy. And Bruce, for you guys who may not know, has been a follower on Facebook for a number of years, and definitely appreciate all your feedback on that. And why don't you tell everybody, like, the thing that you've noticed the most once you started closely following your credit score that has helped you?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you. Because, you know, following you, I started following you on YouTube first.
Okay.
And your videos that you posted educated me on the responsibility of managing your own credit.
Yep.
And so I'm thankful because it showed me a lot of things that I didn't know about my own credit and how to dispute items and how to get yourself in a better position. So I'm thankful to you for that.
Well, that means a lot to me. Thank you for starting off that way.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, I did have one question here.
Sure.
I was thinking about, I want to purchase another property and for us. So I was thinking about quick ways to boost my credit score again.
Sure.
And I was wondering if how do you feel about paying off my entire credit, all my credit cards right now to a zero balance mm-hmm. versus waiting for another year and just paying them slowly? Which do you think is more effective to get in the long term to boost the score? Should I pay them off in full now and have that immediate credit? Will it make my score go up faster?
Mm-hmm.
Or should I just wait it out to when I'm actually ready to make the purchase and close the deal and and pay it down over time?
Bruce, I love the question because this week we're going through the six steps to improve your credit score, and this is the good credit week. So, excellent question. People ask me this all the time. What you need to remember in the scoring model is that as you pay down your debt, your credit utilization, your score will go up. And if you bring it down to 30%, that's good. But if you just brought it to 29%, you'd get the benefit from the next category. So as you pay down your debt, your score will go up. Now, if you need to use your credit in a year, then I don't think there's a rush for you to get down there. Now, don't go to zero, though, Bruce. What I would tell you is don't go to zero. Go to 5 to 9%. Because if you go to zero, the funny thing is your score will actually go down on the FICO scoring model that we're all using for mortgages. So if you go to 5 to 9%, you'll get the most benefit. I'm trying to get a perfect score, and I paid my balances down below zero just to see if I could make my score go up even farther, and it actually went down. And FICO looks at it like you're not using that account. So if you're not using that account, you get a little bit less points than you would if you have 5 to 9%. So 5 to 9% is really where you want to be.
5 to 9%.
Yeah.
Okay, so you say it's best to just, since I'm not in the process of purchasing the house now, it's best to just increase the payments and pay it down faster over time.
Right.
Versus just dropping a lump sum on it right now and keeping it. Because I can do that. I can have it, I can keep it at the 10%. You know,
5 to 9
ratio for, or 5 to 9.
Yes. The funny thing is, if you're at 10%, even though it might be only like $10 to get to 9%, you're going to get like maybe 10 to 30 points more on your credit score. So when you think, well, if I keep it at 10, it's fine. Well, actually, 5 to 9 gets you the most points. So I would hate to have you lose out. Right now, if you want to get the very best mortgage rate, you've got to be at 760 or above. And people can have a great credit history like yours, and just because they're not doing some things at the right time, wind up at 720 instead of 760. So you really got to kind of coordinate yourself, when, especially for a mortgage, because you're going to pay that mortgage in some cases for 30 years, and you want to get, you know, you want to get that money as cheaply as possible.
Absolutely.
Bruce, I can't thank you enough for being a fan. I really appreciate it, and thank you so much for calling in. I really do enjoy talking to you.
Keep doing what you're doing, because I share your videos, I share your links all the time, and so I appreciate what you're doing. So thanks again for taking my call, Dave.
No, thank you. All right, so back to good credit. And Bruce has been a fan for a long time, and I really like working with him, so... we had a little technical difficulty there for a second. Oh, I'm back off again. So we're going to talk about the types of credit. A lot of people get confused by the types of credit, and we're just going to cover what those are now. So from a scoring perspective, mortgage loans are the most important. And then down from that, it looks at installment loans. So a mortgage loan is... obviously a mortgage. Now, why does FICO look at a mortgage that's more more important than other accounts? Well, FICO knows it's hard to get a mortgage. There's a long application process. People who get a mortgage are normally a little more safe than people who don't have a mortgage. So it values a mortgage more than other accounts. Now, number two is installment. Installment is like an auto loan or anything that you pay over time and then would end. So auto loan, boat loan, things like that. in the eyes of FICO, installment loans are number two as far as good good credit. And then number three is credit card, which we talked about a little bit in the past. Now, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'm going to talk about two other types of accounts that are actually negative on credit scores. Hi, everybody. We're back. We're going to talk about the six steps to a better credit score. I hope you're following along. After 6 weeks, I really want you to be in a better position to buy a home, and we can certainly help you qualify over at First General Credit Union. George is our mortgage person and very qualified to help get you pre-approved. Definitely give us a call. Go to 1stgeneral.com, and you can hook up with George, and he can definitely help you get pre-approved. But this is Dave Sullivan, and I'm brought to you by First General Credit Union. If you have a credit question, call in at 231-722-8338. And we were going to talk about the types of credit on an account. We already talked about the good mortgage, installment, and credit card, right? Now, and that's provided that you've paid on time. But those are the good credit. Now, so what about the bad credit? Well, that's collection accounts and public record. Now, collection accounts are a little bit not as bad as public record, but a collection account obviously is an account that was sold off to a collection company, and then a public record is something that you were taking a small claims court on, and then that shows up on your credit report. So those are that's the hierarchy of good and bad. Collection and public record are two kind of bad things that you want to avoid. So we're talking about good credit, and when we talk about credit cards, we talk about, which are the best type of credit cards to get. Like I said earlier, 3 to 5 is what you want, but I like to say that if you work with a credit union that reports to all three bureaus, that's the best. Now, you'll get the most amount of points from that history, everything else being equal. Now, if you get a department store credit card, they're not valued the same way as a credit union credit card. So, and why is that? Well, it's easier to get a department credit card than a credit card from a credit union or bank. But, and that's just a scoring model, and FICO figures, well, if you went to, a big box retailer and got their credit card, maybe your credit profile is not as good, or if you had to go there, you're going to pay more interest. So it figures that you are maybe not as safe as someone who was a little more thoughtful and then went to a regular credit union and got a credit card from there. Now, somebody called earlier about how to start a good credit history, and he was going out to different areas and they were pulling his credit report. He was concerned about the inquiries, which he should be. But nobody was giving him a credit card. So what he should do then is find a good local credit union and get a secured credit card. Now, what a secured credit card is where you put money in the credit union, and then you get a credit card with a limit equal to the amount of money you put in the account. So let's say you had $300, you put that into a savings account, and then you get a credit card with a $300 limit. That is a great way to start. So if you have people, if you're turned down 2 or 3 times, I would stop applying and go to a local credit union like First General and get a secured credit card. That way you will not have all these inquiries on your credit report and you'll actually start to build a good credit history. Now, another good thing about a credit union is that they can start the credit card as a secured card and then take the security off, and then you can use it like a regular credit card. Why that's good is because the length of credit history is so important. It's, I think, the number one thing that you need is a long credit history. And by allowing you to have a secured credit card that then becomes unsecured later, you keep all of that credit history. It's so important to do, and that's why I recommend, going to somebody who will offer that to you.
I did have a question.
Sure.
I know in the caller before, who was one of your followers, you said something about 5 to 9%. Can you tell the people out there how exactly they would find the 5 to 9%?
That is a good question. Thank you. So the 5 to 9% of the high credit, which is called in the industry the utilization ratio. The utilization ratio is how much you have charged compared to the high credit. So if you had a $100 credit card and you had $10 on it, you'd be at 10%. If you had a $100 credit card and you had $110 on it, you'd be at 110% utilization ratio. When you go over the high credit, it's almost as negative as a collection. It's something that you really want to be careful about. So if you just brought that down to 100% or 90%, you'd be better off. But you'd be even better if you went to 89%. That's what people miss. So if you go out, when you hear people say, oh, you should keep your credit card balances at 30% or 50%, that is an indication that that person doesn't really understand what they're talking about, because if they just went to 49% or 29%, you're going to get the benefit from the next category at that point. Now, I've seen this happen over and over again. So just bring it down to the next 9%. So if you're at 70%, bring it to 69. If you're at 20%, bring it to 19. So those are the things that you can do right before you apply for a loan to really peak your credit score. That's what you want to do. So bring it all the way down to 5 to 9%. That's the magic area. So on a $100 credit card, you're in between $5 and $9. That's where you want to be to get the best credit score. Now, I told Bruce earlier that if you pay it down to zero, you are not going to get the same points that you would get in between 5 and 9. And I know that doesn't make sense, right? That's stupid. But I didn't make the credit score model. I'm just here to try to explain it. 5 to 9 is better. If it goes to 0, FICO thinks that you're not using that credit card at all. So it doesn't give you the same benefit that you would get if you show 5 to 9%. So what's one good way to keep charging things on a credit card? So to keep that credit card active, were you going to... Lady J, you got a question?
Well, basically, you're just saying always keep like a couple of dollars on the card.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one good way to do that is to have, like, if you have a trash pickup or a cable bill, if you can pay that through the credit card and then pay the credit card off, that's the best way to do it. So every month you have whatever bills you have, if you can get them to auto pay on a credit card and then pay those off, that's one way to keep an active account. So I said 3 to 5 credit cards. So how do you keep them all active? You could have one thing on all five of them if you want. And I don't. The reason I only have one credit card is because I don't want to keep track of five different credit cards, right?
Exactly.
But if you're, you know, it comes back to your credit goal. I always say that. What is your credit goal? Do you want to get a house in a year or 2 years or 3 years? Well, your activity on your credit profile is going to be different depending on how far out your time horizon is. But this utilization ratio is something you can do every month for free. So just pay down your balance as much as you can before the reporting date. So this is very confusing. A lot of people get confused about what is the reporting date. The reporting date is the date that the creditor sends the information from the creditor, the credit card company, to the repository, TransUnion, Experian, Equifax. That is the date that the balances are reported. And you have to keep your balances down as low as possible before the reporting date. So, and many times the due date will be after the reporting date. Now, at First General, we set up our reporting date to be just after our due date. So our clients have the lowest balances, if they're paying on time, that we report. But most of the big banks are reporting in between the 1st and the 10th. And the due dates normally are after that. So if you pay your bills on time, you're actually reporting a higher balance than you normally keep on your credit cards. And I know that can get confusing, but just think of it like this. Your report card comes out on January 1st, except for you take all your exams on January 5th, and let's say you do really good, but your report card already came back and it was bad because you were skipping classes, but you didn't need to go to the classes because you were really smart. Even though you're getting A's on the exam on the 5th, your report card's going out on the 1st. So that's really important. I really wanted to make sure that everybody goes out and finds a reporting date. How can you find the reporting date? It's very easy. If you go online, well, you can call and ask your provider. But if you go online and look at your balances on the credit card, and watch those as they go through, and you'll see more and more charges, and then the next day you'll log in, and then they'll all be gone There'll be no current charges, and that'll be on the previous statement. That is the reporting date. The day before, they reported all that information to the repository, and if you got your balance down on that date or just before, you're going to have the lowest possible balance reported to the credit repositories, and if somebody pulls your credit, then you're going to wind up with a higher credit score and lower balances. So that's the key date, the reporting date, not the due date. So never pay your bills on time for the best score. Pay them before the reporting date. So that's the last thing I wanted to leave with you. So we are going through the six steps. Good credit is what we're focusing on now. So go back and pull your free credit report. Look at your collections, depending on what your credit goal is, you know, how far out the goal is how far back you look at the collections. If you want to get a mortgage in a year, look back at your collections with a reporting date of a year or less and pay those right now. That way in a year you'll be ready for a mortgage. And then focus on good credit. Bring down your utilization ratio to 5 to 9% and keep it there. Not zero. Don't close any accounts out. Just bring it down to 5 to 9%. Maintain the 3 to 5 good credit cards. Make sure you keep them active. Bring the balances down to 5 to 9%, not zero. And then the next three classes we have are coming up, and definitely follow along. And if you can, call in next week, 231-722-8338. Call in, and we'll talk to you then. So thank you, Lady J.
Thank you.
Great. We'll talk to you next week.
The Voice of Mesquite.